Wanting a job is one thing, but getting that job is another, right? In this episode, we will look at some steps you can take to find the right modern treaty career for you.
You can be a social worker and a negotiator, or you can be a geologist and a negotiator, or whatever. And so there's just so many ways and crossovers of different professions. So it's choosing that path that really interests you, and what if for a youth is the highest level of success. And for some, it'll be challenging. You might have to only work at it on a year by year. If the challenge is going to school, if the challenge is in your home, how do you develop the safety and the support around you? You might not be able to cast out to 2 or 3 years, but you might be able to come up with a plan that gets you through 1 year at a time initially. Without a doubt, as you start to get those successes, you're going to start to dream bigger or envision bigger and set bigger goals.
How do you choose a path that is right for you? Here are 4 steps you can start taking today to help get started. 1, work hard at school. Put in the time and work to get good marks so you will have more career options. 2, visit your modern treaty office and ask for a tour. Tell them you're interested in working there. Ask to set up a time for someone to answer your questions and provide advice. 3, attend modern treaty organization meetings. Find out what is going on in your community. 4, look into education options. If you need university or college to get the job you want, ask for help to find the right place and apply.
I know there's so many smart people my age and younger who, if they just like had a little bit more knowledge, I know it would take them further. I know it would create careers for them. And everyone that I work with is older and more experienced, but who's going to take after? Like, nobody can work forever. They're going to retire. We need people, our own people, to understand this stuff so that they can be working in those offices and keep our agreements alive and true.
It might take a while to find the right fit, so be prepared to visit and talk to people multiple times, especially at your modern treaty office.
It's really just a matter of sort of putting yourself out there a little bit and saying, I really want to do this. How can I get involved? And the chances are you are going to, you know, find people who will support you. I mean, I've had young people come to me and just sort of, you know, start asking questions and sort of thing. And I spend a lot of time with them. That's something that I'm really passionate about. I know a lot of other people that are also passionate about that and have a ton of time for young people. So really, it's just put yourself out there a little bit, and the chances are you'll receive, a lot more than you sort of anticipate.
There may be someone older than you, someone you respect, who can help you find the right path. Having a mentor to encourage and guide you can be a huge help.
I think mentorship is an effective tool, and can be used in many ways. For myself, when it came to hunting and learning more about my own culture, my first mentor was Stan Najutli Sr. And he taught me what were things that I always felt like I was missing. And so he was my mentor. And, I had uncles and Old Crow and others the same. They were mentors to me because they were safe places for me to learn from. In many cases, the mentorship, it's not a formal arrangement, but it's you looking for those people that you really value their input. But that you're also safe that you don't need to take their input. When youth are able to, or others are able to develop that relationship with someone who becomes your mentor, that's a very different feeling. Like, I never thought that Stan Najutli was my mentor all the time that I was carrying a pack and caribou on the Dempster Highway. But I know to this day that how valuable he was to who I am today.
A number of First Nations are now starting mentoring programs. Like, Little Salmon Carmex has a mentor program with their implementation director, and she's mentoring somebody to eventually replace her at that spot. And she's been there for, I don't want to say how long I might get in trouble, but she's been there for a long time. And she is this crazy wealth of knowledge that she has, that she carries, that she's willing to mentor someone, which is an amazing opportunity. And situations like that, I think, need to be developed, and youth should push for them. There's, I know, I think Carcross is doing a similar thing with their implementation office, where there's somebody mentoring somebody, youth, to take over for her. And it's an amazing situation to see.
Make your plan and do what you need to do to get the job you want. From cleaning and maintaining buildings to running for political office, you can find a career that is right for you, and you can find the support you need.
If a young person, you know, shows sort of any kind of interest or aptitude, the likelihood is they're going to be able to find a career out of it. I mean, they're going to be able to find the support in their community. They're going to find support to be able to pursue post-secondary education. They're going to find support to get the experience they need to be able to move forward. I mean, we are all, and not just First Nations, like First Nations, territorial government, federal government, are all looking for young Indigenous people to fill positions. There's no shortage. So really it's a matter of sort of picking that area that you're interested in and pursuing sort of the education and the experience you need. And I can't, you know, like I said, any young person I've seen that's even sort of shown like an inkling of interest, your First Nation's going to sort of shower you with opportunity, really.
If things don't exist for involving yourself in your government, make them happen. Create your own streams, create your own learning experiences, create your own mentorships. And because we are relatively new governments, if you come up with an idea that works for linking the youth with government today, your chief and council will more than likely be behind it.
If you think you might not be the right person for a modern treaty job, think again. There is a career for you.
If you're a young person, and even if you're not certain what it is you want to do, you don't have to be. Just what are you interested in right now? What is it are you passionate about? What is it that really gets your heart going and puts that fire in your belly? That's where you go to your First Nation and say, hey, can I be involved with that? I really have an interest. And you know, by getting involved with that, and more than likely, and in all likelihood, they will find a way to help make sure you are involved. And from that experience, you'll either continue in that path or it'll help your evolution of thinking to another track that you never even thought of or considered before.
Our young people have to be fearless. They have to be educated. They have to be resourceful. And they have to move forward. They have to take the reins of power and move forward.
There could be a job waiting for you at your modern treaty organization, but it is up to you to take that first step. Get started today.